Hoboken, New Jersey has thousands more cars than there are places to park, which means some residents have to park in a neighboring city and cab back to Hoboken. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez lives in the city just across the Hudson.
One time after spending an hour and 45 minutes looking for parking, I put my car in a sliver of a spot and you couldn't open the doors because it was so small. So I rolled down the window and crawled out and slid down the hood of my car.
And as Sarah reports, Hoboken residents share their frustration to secure a spot every day.
And how would you describe the parking situation?
It's kind of like roulette and a vicious stalking game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I try to tell them ahead of time when somebody stops here, you know, drives me home from something, that you really can't come up. You know, it's not going to happen. There's nowhere to put the car, you know.
The clock turns from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. You're parking in the river.
About 2 hours you're looking for parking.
Just circling and circling.
Probably 45 minutes.
Probably 45 minutes.
45, 50 minutes looking for a spot.
If you want to park for more than 4 hours in Hoboken, you need a parking permit. More than 15,000 permits have been issued this year, but there are less than 9,000 parking spots. Visitors take up some of those spaces, but for residents, the biggest culprit, street sweeping. Every day, it leaves several blocks out of commission. Freddie Flores has been living in Hoboken for 56 years. He says it's too much.
They used to do the sweeping only once a week and washing the street. Now they do it every day, every day, every day. It's, if you forget, they give you a ticket. And it's $45, babe. I remember when they used to be $15.
As of October of this year, the city collected $150,000 in residential permits and $3.5 million in parking tickets collected whenever anyone parks during street sweeping. The city is just a single square mile, and as Hoboken City Councilmember Ravinder Bala points out, sometimes there is no other option but to park illegally.
With the result of a parking ticket in the morning, that's not unheard of for both myself and other residents, but we always try to do our best to find parking, and legal parking too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm funding Hoboken through the amount of parking tickets that I have paid.
Right.
Trenton keeps about $12 of every parking ticket. The rest goes to Hoboken's general fund. And residents like Kristen Stahl say it may be time to reevaluate how much street sweeping there is.
It's a little stupid truck with car wash brushes at the bottom of it that just kind of push around leaves and debris and doesn't really do anything. It's not like a vacuum.
But reducing street sweeping won't necessarily solve the parking congestion, says Rachel Weinberger. She's a parking expert with Nelson Nygaard Consulting Associates.
When you make it easier to own them, you're going to get more car ownership.
Only 20% of residents own a car, the same percentage as Manhattan households. And Weinberger says the city has to balance the needs of all the residents.
If it's a parking lane, it's not a bike lane. If it's a parking location, it's not a bus stop, right? So there's lots of demands that are made on the curb.
The mayor of Hoboken, Don Zimmer, says she knows it's a frustration and says she's working on a parking master plan.
I think that there is an opportunity within our redevelopment zones that are located, you know, around the perimeter of the city that we could try to incorporate adding more parking garages.
But her focus has been on encouraging residents to ditch their cars. There's a bike sharing program, bike rentals, cars you can rent by the hour and by the day. The goal?
Trying to make it easier to, you know, park and then get around the city in a different way.
It's a problem for any desirable city. Hoboken has among the highest number of bars per square mile in the country, which is the other parking issue in the city.
2:30, they start moving out. They go live in West New York or Jersey City or whatever, and they move to Hoboken, and they drunk. So they scratch the cars. They start driving, and they bump into you, and they just start going. They don't stop.
Yeah, somebody ripped off the front end. It got hit last week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I just moved to Hoboken recently, and I have had, like, someone drove up against the entire side of my car. Both my bumpers are completely messed up.
Yeah.
And then the kids with the key, look at the scratches I have. I got scratches all over, especially on that side. Look, I'll show you.
I know another one of my friends, yeah, they lost both their mirrors.
Yeah, my rear view mirror.
They took it. Oh, my God, yeah. It's horrible.
It's a trade-off. At least the car is parked until tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.